We're no longer a typical Australian community here in the Upper Kedron Brook Valley. We aren't an inner city haven for cosmopolitan elites. We have low unemployment rates and very low crime rates. We aren't super wealthy, and the difference between our richest and our poorest is not excessive. We have low numbers of recent immigrants and refugees. We're not very multicultural. We are overwhelmingly of European ethnicity, mostly with British ancestors, and most with both parents born in Australia. Only a tiny proportion of us speak languages other than English as our main language at home. There are well over 30,000 of us in this community, but only 280 speak a European language other than English, 136 an Asian language, and 44 a Middle Eastern language, according to the last census. Very few of us lived overseas. 5 years ago, less than 1 in 30. We are relatively stable. At least half our local community has lived here a long time, and many are multi-generational in this valley. Around two-thirds identify as Christian, less than one-third as having no religious affiliation, and the only people recorded with any other religious affiliation in the last census were 7 Buddhists. We're not on the tourist route. Two-thirds of us lived here in the Grove 10 years ago, and most of the rest came from other parts of Queensland and from interstate. You could quite reasonably call us ordinary folk, people who live in the suburbs, old-fashioned Australians. What that means is something worth thinking about and talking about amongst ourselves. If you don't value us, if we don't value who we are, who will? We are a very unusual community in Australia nowadays. Let's value it. I saw a poster last week on a wall in our community. It was a poster for disability services. It had lots of faces of people in the poster. One thing stood out, not that they were people with a disability, but that they were people of distinct ethnicity. They were all dressed in identifiable ways to show their race or ethnicity. For example, there was a woman in a sari and a woman in a hijab, and so on. Among all the faces, there was one old white woman with glasses, the token Australian of British descent. This does not represent our local community here by any stretch of the imagination. It is a poster that is heavily biased with political agenda that does not represent us. Why should we sit silently by and be so utterly misrepresented in our own community? Who we are matters. Other types of people aren't better or more deserving than us. In our community, the people here matter. Let's recognise who we are and be proud of ourselves. Do you notice when people push agendas at you that are nothing to do with who you are? Here is another issue that is at the forefront of the Australian national agenda at the moment, and it has also just passed in New York: gay marriage. The Queensland branch of the ALP passed a motion to demand support for gay marriage at the ALP National Conference in December. Why is gay marriage so high on the agenda? Bob Brown has a gay partner. GetUp is pushing gay marriage. After all, heterosexual marriage gets very little press. Two-thirds of us in this community over the age of 15 live in marriages headed by a traditional married couple or a widowed person. These families are the bedrock of our community. They are the parents raising children, taking them to playgroup and kindy, reading to them, taking them to school and sports, and supporting them through their growing years. You can see them all around us on our streets every day. Yet that sort of ordinary, old-fashioned marriage is culturally devalued in Australia today. Academic literature is preoccupied with the damaging aspects of marriage. There are no moves to promote ordinary, old-fashioned marriage between a man and a woman, or to help any of us have better marriages. On the TV and in movies, there are endless stereotypical stories about unhappy, failed, and dysfunctional heterosexual marriages and families. In contrast, same-sex unions are treated almost with reverence. The ordinary, everyday reality of all the heterosexual marriages around our suburbs never makes the news or cinemas. My husband and I have a great marriage, and I'd put our marriage right on top of my list of things I value about life. What about you? Are you part of an ordinary, old-fashioned marriage? Do you value your marriage? Marriage in the olden days was always about providing a safe, stable environment to raise children. How would you like the children of Australia to be raised now? Most of us here are choosing the old-fashioned mum and dad marriage option that gets so little good press to raise our families. So why is gay marriage so high on the agenda? St. William's Social Justice Group has been debating this same issue locally without making any sense of it. After all, every society on earth, for all of history until now, has recognised marriage between a man and a woman as a different relationship, requiring special recognition from society because of the children that the union brings. Why are we all suddenly throwing this all aside? This is traditional wisdom. This is how nature invented us. This brings us back to the issue of who we are culturally. The campaign for gay marriage has very little to do with rights and a huge amount to do with contesting values and attitudes. It provides a fascinating story about the dynamics of the cultural conflicts that prevail in Western societies like ours. Gay marriage is a cultural weapon that sets out to challenge prevailing norms by condemning those who oppose it. This is a cause that endows its supporters with moral superiority and demotes its opponents with the status of moral inferiority. It demands much more than a claim for a right. It demands the institutionalization of new moral and cultural values. Key gay marriage opponents describe Christianity, for instance, as an old-time religion incompatible with modern society, clashing with mainstream views, and gay marriage is meant to be a mainstream view. From this standpoint, criticism or the questioning of the moral status of gay marriage violates the current cultural standards of modern society. We also see that while tolerance of one set of cultural values is promoted, intolerance is directed at people with a different set of cultural values. The declaration that certain values and attitudes are incompatible with modern society tends to serve as a prelude towards stigmatizing and attempting to silence discussion of it. In the Anglo-American world, gay marriage has become one of the causes through which the cosmopolitan cultural elites, typically living in the inner cities, define themselves and contrast themselves with us ordinary folk. Coming back to our local community, our local culture, how many of us are tuned in to the systematic erosion of the status of our own local culture by the powerful stance of these cosmopolitan cultural elites? Out here in the suburbs around Kedron Brook, in truth, we are mostly ordinary folk. I am an ordinary folk. Most likely you too are an ordinary folk. Most of us are just plain ordinary in our old-fashioned ordinary ways. Being ordinary folk is rare and special in today's world, but we need to speak out as ordinary folk and stand up for our ordinary values, or they will be swept away by powerful lobbying minorities such as GetUp. Why don't you have your say? What are your values? What do you think? Let us hear from you.